brothers and sisters and friends.
各位弟兄姐妹朋友早。
For some, it's still a happy new year, right?
新年快乐。
So in a movie that I saw many years ago,
多年以前我看过一个电影。
The movie was about a famous child psychiatrist.
这个电影是是讲一个很有名的儿童心理学家。
And in the beginning of this movie, this famous child psychiatrist was with his wife in their house.
在这个电影开始的时候，这个专家跟他的太太在一个房子里头。
And all of a sudden, they saw there was a man in their house.
忽然他们看见有一个人站在他们的家里。
And this man had a gun.
这个人带着一把枪。
And the doctor realized that this man used to be one of his patients when he was a child.
那么这个医生就认出来了。这个男人在还是孩子的时候曾经来找他治疗过。
This child used to have hallucinations.
这个孩子他有幻觉。
He would see people that are not there.
他会看见别人看不见的人在那儿。
And now he's grown up.
现在他长大了。
And he pointed a gun at the child psychiatrist.
他就拿着那把枪指着那个心理学家。
And he cried out, "You failed me, doctor, you failed me."
他大声地喊着说医生你并没有把我给治好。
And then bam, he shot him.
然后他就把他就开枪向那个人开枪。
And then he shot himself.
他也把开枪射自己。
And later,
后来
this child psychiatrist is working with another young child.
那么这个电影然后就继续下去。那么这个心理学家他就他在给另外一个孩子治病。
He's working with a child that has a very similar hallucinations.
这个孩子跟第一个孩子一样很相似，他有一点他有幻觉。
And the child would say that.He sees dead people.
那么这个孩子会说，哦，他看见死人。
And they talk to him.
这些死人跟他说话。
And as the movie progresses, the doctor, the child psychiatrist realizes this is true. He is talking to dead people.
那么这个电影就继续下去，然后这位专家医生他就发现这个孩子说的是真的。这个孩子真的跟死人说话。
That there are dead people that are walking in the midst of the living.
有死人在活人的中间之中走着走路。
And nobody can see them.
没有人能够看得见。
But they think they're alive.
但是他们想他们是活的。
And the only person that can hear them and talk to them and see them is this child.
只有这个孩子可以看见这些死人，而且可以跟这些死人说话。
Remember, this is a movie. Okay.
你们得记得，我现在是在讲一个电影。
And the doctor realizes this child might have a gift.
那么这个孩子，这个医生就发现，这个孩子可能有一个超乎寻常人的一个特别的地方。
And so he helps this child to embrace this gift.
所以他就帮助这个孩子来培养这个天赋。
To talk to these dead people.
就是跟那些死人说话。
And to help them resolve their unfinished business in life.
帮助这些死人能够完成或了结一些他们在世上还没有做完的事。
Only at the very end of the movie,
只有到最后电影的最后
he notices that he's so busy in this work that his wife is no longer talking to him.
只有到最后这个专家或医生才发现他忙于他的工作，但是他的太太开始不再跟他说话了。
But that as he goes into their bedroom, he notices that she sleeps alone.
当他进入他的睡房的时候，卧室的时候，他看到他的太太一个人睡在那儿。
And that the side of his bed is never touched.
然后这个太太的旁边似乎从很久没有人睡了。
And when he tries to talk to her, she doesn't hear him.
然后他想跟他这个太太说话的时候，这个太太好像没听见他跟他说话。
He finally realizes that he was dead too.
他最后发现他自己也是一个死人，已经死了。
There's one point that I have in sharing this.
我有一点我要跟各位分享的。
Not that there are ghosts of people who are dead walking around.
我不是说在这个世上有死人的鬼魂在这世上走来走去。
Because that's not biblical.
因为这不合乎圣经。
But I have a point.
但是我说这个，我有一个重点。
And the point is this.
我要说的重点，这个重点就是。
There are many people in this world who are walking around dead, thinking that they're alive.
在这世上有很多行尸走肉，他们自以为他们是活的，其实他们是死的。
This concept that there are people walking around in this world who are dead, but they think they're alive, is a concept that we see in Scripture.
这样的一个观念在圣经里头很清楚地告诉我们，就是世上有很多人，他们看起来像活人，其实他们是死的。
This concept is throughout the Scriptures.
我们整部圣经从头到尾都这么告诉我们。
And we're going to look at it if you turn your Bibles to the book of Ephesians.
我们现在就来看一段有关的经文，是在以弗所书。
And I believe that there's a message for us this morning.
我相信今天早上神要给我们一个信息。
There's a message for those here who think you're alive, but you're dead.
这个信息是给那些我们当中的自以为是活的，其实是死的的人。
And there's also a message today for those of you who are really alive.
神也会给我们当中一些真正的活着的人一个说话。
And we're going to start in Ephesians chapter 3.
那我们就从以弗所书第三章开始。
But before we do that, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
我们先祷告。
Father, what a frightening thought that there are people who think that they are alive, but they are dead.
亲爱的天父，当我们想到有的人自以为是活的，其实是死的。这样一种想法的确让我们非常的震惊。
What fear it needs to strike in our soul that there is those who are dead and those who are alive.
我们应该在我们的内心深处，我们应该深深的认识到有活人也有死人。
We believe that you have a message for us from on high today.
我们相信今天你要对我们每一个人说话。
And I pray that through your grace that we would be ready to listen.
盼望因着你的恩典，我们每一个人都愿意来倾听你对我们要说的话。
That your word would be released this morning.
求主的话语能够让我们明白其中的意义。
And that it would not return to you void until achieving the purpose for which it was sent.
在不会因为并没有完成你的话语的功能而突然返回到你的
so,
到你那边。
So Father, we pray for your mercy this morning.
所以我们需要神的怜悯。
Give us ears to listen.
求主让我们有一颗愿意听愿意受教的心。
Open up our spiritual eyes.
求主开我们的眼睛灵眼。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 19,
以弗所书第三章第十四节，14到19节。
This is a prayer of Paul to the church in Ephesus.
这是保罗为以弗所人的所做的祷告。
But this is a prayer not to the dead.
但是这样一个祷告不是为那些死人死的祷告的。
This is a prayer to those who are already alive.
这个祷告是为那些已经活着的活人祷告的。
And I hope that you would hear and pray this prayer of God.
我希望你们能够倾听这样一种祷告，而且自己也能够做这样一种祷告。
This prayer of Paul to God.
这是保罗对神所做的祷告。And
we're going to read it now. We're also going to come back to it towards the end.
我们现在先看一下，我们以后还会再回过头来看。For
this reason, I bow my knees before the Father.
因此我在父面前屈膝。From
whom every family in heaven and on earth is named.
天上地上的名都是从他得名。That
according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.
使基督因你们的信住在你们的心里。That
you may be rooted and grounded in love.
叫你们的爱心有根有基。And
that you may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth. And to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人所能测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。This
was Paul's prayer to the church.
这是保罗为教会所做的祷告。To
those who are alive.
这是保罗为那些活着的所做的祷告。
I love this book, this letter of Ephesians.
我很喜欢以弗所书。
Because it gives some very important teachings.
因为这本书里头给我很多很重要的教导。
It actually gives teachings on Christian ethics.
它讲到作为一个基督徒该持守的伦理。
So it teaches very important teachings of how to live a Christian life.
怎么样能够过一个基督徒的生活?
It teaches you how to have a Christian family, how to be a Christian parent, be a Christian child.
这卷书教导我们怎么样做一个基督徒的父母，还有怎么样做一个基督徒的儿女。
It teaches you how to be a good Christian, have a good Christian marriage.
他教导我们怎么样才是一个基督徒式的婚姻。
And this letter also teaches how to be a good Christian church.
这卷书也告诉，也教导我们如何能够成为一个基督徒好的基督徒的教会。
And even as Pastor James was preaching last week, it tells us how important it is to put off the old and to put on the new.
就像上个星期。 范长老所教导我们的，怎么样才能够脱去旧人，穿上新人。And
these are all reasons why I love this letter.
这些都是让我喜欢这卷书的原因。But
you know all those things of how to be a Christian, how to have a good Christian marriage, how to be a good Christian parent, all those things come after this prayer.
但是你知道吗？刚才我所说的一些很切实的具体的教导，怎么样有一个基督徒式的婚姻、基督徒的家庭，怎么样做一个基督徒的父母，这些都是出现在我们刚才所念的那个祷告和章节之后。
So So all those things start in chapter 4, and then chapter 5, and then chapter 6.
这些实际的教导,具体的教导 出现在第4章,第5章跟第6章。
And only those like this prayer who are truly alive.
只有那些真正活着的基督徒
should try to live out chapters 4, chapter 5, and chapter 6.
才能够真正的活出第4章、第5章跟第6章的教导。
Why is this important?
所以为什么这个很重要呢?
Because there is a danger.
因为有一个危险。
There's a danger looming in church today.
有一个危险在教会里头隐隐约约的出现了。
There's a danger that I need to warn you about.
这样一个危险是我需要警告你们的。
So you need to wake up.
所以你们需要醒过来。
And listen.
好好的听。
Because I need to warn the teenagers.
因为我需要警告那些年轻人。
I need to warn the parents of the teenagers.
我也需要警告那些年轻人的青少年的父母。
I need to warn you who are in your middle ages.
我需要警告那些中年人。
And I need to warn the elderly.
老年人。
And what is this warning?
那么我要给你们的警告是什么呢?
Listen.
听着。
You can follow the commands of the Bible to live a Christian life.
你就是遵守了圣经里头所有的教导过一个基督徒的生活。
And you can still be damned to hell.
你还可能下地狱。
Did you hear that?
听见了吗?
You can try to live a good Christian life.
你可以努力的去过一个基督徒的生活。
You can try to have a good Christian marriage.
你可以努力的去建立一个基督徒的婚姻。
You can try to have a good Christian family.
你可以努力的去有一个基督徒的家庭。
You can try to follow the commands of the Bible.
你可以很努力的去实行圣经所有的教训。
And you can still be damned to hell.
但是你还可能下地狱。
You can still be separated from God.
即使你那么做,你还可能下地狱,跟神永远隔绝。
You can hear a preaching, a sermon of following chapters 4 and 5 and 6.
你可以好好的听了一篇讲道,就是讲第4章,第5章,第6章的。
And you can still be forever separated from God.
但是你还是可能下地狱,永远与神隔绝。
This is a danger that I need to warn you about.
这就是我今天要警告各位的那种危险。
There is a sinking fear in the pit of my stomach that some of you don't know God.
我有一种恐惧,这个恐惧在我的心里一直往下沉,就是你们当中有些人并不真正认识神。
Some of you just merely see the word of God as some type of a manual for your life.
有的人把神的话语就是当作一种生活上的手册。
And so you can try to pick and choose certain things for moral living.
你会选择几段经文这个或那个来过一个有道德的生活。
And so you're going to pick and choose some things and say, oh, that sounds good. That will help me to be a better person.
你用自己的意思来选择一些经文,你觉得这些经文很不错,可以帮助你生活在这世上。
This is going to help my family.
这段经文可以帮助我的家庭。
Oh, this is going to better my future.
这段经文对我的可以改善我的未来。
Oh, but I don't like that part.
但是那一段经文我不喜欢。
And I don't like that part.
我也不喜欢另外一段经文。
Or some of you might see, as Pastor James preached last week, you see Christianity as an add-on to your life.
或者你们当中有些人可能会把基督教这个信仰当作是你的生活或生命中的一个添加物。And
you might say, well, my life is actually pretty good.
你可能会觉得你自己的生活其实挺不错的。But
if I just add on Christianity to my life, it'll make my life better.
但是如果我把基督教这个信仰加在我的生活上，那么我的生活或我的生命会更好一点。Yeah,
I like this place.
我喜欢这个地方。
I come and I hear how to be a better person.
我来这儿，我可以听到怎么样可以帮助我做一个更好的人。Yeah,
this is good. This is good for my child.
在这儿所说的对我的孩子有帮助。Because
I want my child, my son or my daughter to be a better person.
因为我要我的儿子或我的女儿做一个更好的人。And
so I'm going to add on Christianity to my life to make us have a better life.
所以我要把基督教这个信仰加在我的生活上。
This is the idea that Christianity offers you whatever you want.
这样一个观念，它的重点就是说，基督教这个信仰可以加给你一些你想要的东西。Whatever
it is that makes you happy.
不管是什么东西，只要让你快乐。Whatever
is it that you need.
不管是什么东西，只要是你所需要的。Whatever
you are trying to get in life.
不管是什么东西，只要是你想在这个生活上得到的。Christianity
will just help you get it.
基督教这个信仰就会让你得到这些东西。This
is a danger.
这就是我要警告你们的危险。Because
that is not what Christianity is about.
因为基督教这个信仰跟我刚说的那些毫无关系。That
is not what Christianity offers you.
那不是基督教信仰所能给予你们的。That's
unbiblical.
这是不合乎圣经的。What
does Christianity offer you?
那么基督教信仰所能够给予你们的是什么呢？It's
actually very simple.
其实很简单。You
know what Christianity offers you?
你知道基督教信仰所能够给予你们的是什么吗?
It offers you Jesus Christ.
就是把耶稣基督给你。
See, all the answers for those who are alive are in chapters 1 through 3.
所有的对那些活着的人而言，所有的答案都在第一章、第二章跟第三章里面。
See, look at chapter 1, verse 3.
请看第一章第三节。Blessed
be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in whom? In Jesus Christ, with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在谁呢？他在基督里。
See, Christianity is actually very simple.
所以你们看见了，基督教信仰其实很简单。It's
about Jesus Christ.
就是关乎基督耶稣。That's
why the same author, Paul, also said that for the sake of knowing Christ, I consider everything else rubbish.
所以这位作者也曾经说过，在基督里，他把其他的世上的万事万物都视为粪土。Everything
else is worthless compared to knowing Jesus Christ.
与认识耶稣基督比较相比较，世上的所有的都是不值一文的。
So what does Christianity offer you?
所以基督教信仰能给予你的是什么呢?
And you know what? Some of you don't want it.
你知道吗？你们中间有些人不要这个。
It's Jesus Christ.
那就是耶稣基督。
And why is this so important for me to share with you?
那么为什么我需要为什么这件事情非常重要呢？我需要跟你们分享。
Why is it all about Jesus?
为什么这都不唯有圣经所关乎的就是基督呢？没有别的。
Because dear friends.
因为亲爱的朋友。
Without Jesus.
没有基督，没有耶稣。
You're dead.
你是死的。
You are dead.
你是死的。
You might be a pretty good person.
你可能可以算是一个相当不错的人，是个好人。
In fact, you may be a very nice person.
或者其实你可能算是一个很好的人。
And overall, you do kind things. You're an overall pretty good person in your life.
一般来说，你是个相当不错的人，因为你做很多好事。
But guess what?
但是你知道吗
？Knock knock.
请注意。
Without Jesus,
没有耶稣基督。
It doesn't matter how good of a person you are.
你到底有多好并不重要。
You're still dead.
你还是死的。
See, in Ephesians chapter 2, this is what Paul is saying.
我们看到以弗所书第二章保罗也这么说。
And you were dead in the trespasses and sins in which you once followed. Read this, see if this is you.
你们死在过犯罪恶当中。
In which you once walked, following the course of the world, following the prince of the power of the air, that's the devil, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience.
你们那时，你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺着空中掌权者的首领，就是魔鬼，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of the body and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind.
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
Friends, without Jesus, you are dead.
亲爱的朋友，如果你没有耶稣基督，你是死的。
Dead in what?
死在什么？
Dead in your trespasses and sins.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
Do we live in a world of right and wrong?
我们所生存的这个世界是一个对或错的世界。
And God set the standard of right and wrong.
神树立了这么一个标准，什么是对的，什么是错的。
And many of you know, even without being told, you know that there is a right and a wrong.
你们当中很多人，你们知道什么是对的，什么是错的。
That's why you try to do good.
那就是为什么你努力的要去做好人，做好事。
And most people,
多半的人。
Believe that as long as we do more right than we do wrong.
那么相信只要我们做的好事多于我们做的坏事。
So like in my life, it's a scale.
所以在我的生活中或生命里有这么一个有这么一个秤。
And sometimes I do bad things, I do wrong.
有的时候我为恶。
But if I do more good, then I'm going to try to outbalance all the wrong that I did.
如果我为善多一点，那么我所做的好事就可以补偿或抵消掉我做的坏事。
As long as we keep trying to do more good, then we can offset all the wrongs that we do in our life.
只要我们做的好事够多，那么这些好事就可以抵消或补偿我们做的坏事。
But friends, you cannot.
但是朋友们，你 不可能这么做。
Because it is not a matter of doing more good than bad.
因为这个跟 做好事多一点 做坏事少一点一点关系都没有。
There is nothing that you can do to make yourself alive by being a good person.
你不可能靠着当一个好人 让你的生活好一点。
Because you still have wrong in your life.
因为在你的生活里你还是有 错 存在。
You still have sin in your heart.
在你的心里你还 有罪在那儿。
All of this sin is like a dead weight.
所有的 这些过犯或罪恶。
And that is like a dead weight that has pulled you to the bottom of the ocean.
就所有这些过犯跟罪恶就把你拉着往下往海的深处沉下去。
At the bottom of the ocean, there's no good that you could try to do to pull yourself out.
你在这个海的最深处没有什么东西可以帮助把你往上拉。
And you know it's true.
你知道我刚说的是真的。
Even though you're not a bad person out doing things, you have sin in your heart.
即使你不算是一个坏人，做很多坏事，但是在你的心里，你还是有罪的，所以还是个坏人。
You have hidden thoughts that no one knows.
在你的心中或脑子里有一些隐而未现的。
There's hidden jealousy and envy.
比方说, 一些隐而未现的嫉妒或者羡慕。
There's hidden anger and bitterness that you can't let go.
有些, 隐藏的, 苦毒或愤怒, 你没有法子释怀的。
Even your indifference to God is a sin.
即使是你对神漠不关心, 这本身也是一种罪。
All of that is sin.
所有我刚刚说的都是罪。
And God tells us through His Word that because of that sin, you are dead.
那么神的话语告诉我们, 因为这种种的, 罪, 你是死的。
You are separated from God.
你与神隔绝了。
But when your physical life is over,
当你肉体这个生命, 走到最后的时候,
and you will be over.
而且我们都知道, 每一个人的肉体的生命, 总有, 终结的一天。
You will be forever separated from God.
那个时候, 你就永远的, 与神隔绝了。
And you will be damned to hell.
你就会下地狱。
You may be physically alive sitting here.
也许, 现在你, 在肉体上来讲, 你活生生的, 坐在这儿,
but you are spiritually dead.
但是从属灵的角度来看, 你是死的。
Without Jesus, you are dead.
没有, 耶稣基督的话, 那么你就是死的。
Yet do you know the two most beautiful words in all of the Bible?
但是你知道吗? 在整部圣经里头, 有两个最可爱, 最美丽的字眼, 那是什么吗?
Whenever I come across these two words,
每一次我看到这两个字,
my heart just fills with joy.
我的心就充满了喜乐。
And I just leap for joy when I come across these two words.
我每一次我看到这两个字，我的心就忍不住欢乐起来。
Do you know what these two words are?
你知道这两个字是什么吗?
Even though you are dead in your sin and trespasses,
你即使是你们死在过犯罪恶当中。
You see what it says in verse 4 of chapter 2?
以弗所书第二章第四节是怎么说的吗?
It'll show the first two words.
就是一开始的两个字。
But God.
但神.
Right? In the Chinese, it is. In Chinese, what is it?
圣经和合本的翻译是然而神.
Okay. But we can still say that's two words, right? She explains it now. The two most beautiful words in all of Scripture is but God.
在整部圣经里头，这两个最美丽的字，but God，但神，然而神，but
God, because of His great love, He made us alive through our faith in Jesus Christ.
因他爱我们的大爱，就让我们与基督一同活过来。Verse
4 and 5, but God.
第四节,第五节,
but God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love which He loved us, even when we were dead, He made us alive together with Christ.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯,因他爱我们的大爱,当我们死在过犯中的时候,便叫我们与基督一同活过来。There
is no way else to be made alive.
除了这个方法以外,
there is no other way to be saved. There is no other way to be made right with God. Except through faith that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, gave His life for you.
只有一个方法可以让我们得救，就是我们相信耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上，为我们而死，而且，and on the third day
He rose again.
而且在第三天他复活了。The
most, the two most beautiful words that we'll see in different places around Scripture is but.
在圣经的很多不同的地方，我们看到的两个最美丽的字眼就是 "but God"， right？ Mm-hmm. 就是但神，
mm-hmm.
然而神。
You are either alive or you are dead here.
要不你就是活的，要不你就是死的。
There's two categories of people here. You're either dead or you're alive.
在我们当中只有两类人，一类是。 死人,
and you know what's so helpful for me to not worry?
那么你知道, 什么让我不担心,不忧愁呢?
That I can't make you alive. I cannot make you alive.
我不能,
that is not my job. Because I can't get into your heart. And help you.
帮助你,
and you know what the Bible says?
但是圣经怎么说, 是怎么说的呢?
That there's a farmer. There's a farmer.
有一个农夫,
and he has a bunch of seeds.
他有很多, 种子,
and all he does is he just throws the seeds.
他所做的就是, 撒种,
and some of the seeds fall on good soil.
那么有些种子落在好土里,
and some of the seeds fall on bad soil.
那么有些种子落在坏土里,
and those seeds are the word of God.
那些种子就是神的话,
and I don't know what soil you are.
我不知道, 你是好土还是不好,
I have no idea if you are dead or alive.
我也不知道你到底是活的还是死的,
but all I need to do,
但是我所要做的就是,
is to pray for you.
我唯一能够做的就是为你祷告,
and to throw the seeds at you.
并且把种子, 撒给你,
and those of you who are good soil,
那么如果你拥有的是好土,
you're alive.
你就是活的,
and those that are bad soil,
如果你的土是坏土,
it doesn't matter how hard I keep throwing the seeds at you.
不管我多么的努力地把种子撒在你,
or I try to shove the seeds into your mouth, eat those seeds.
或者是我把这个种子塞在你的, 嘴里让你吞下去。
If you are bad soil,
如果你的土是坏土
，There's nothing I can do.
我什么都没有，都不能做。
Even this message today.
就算是今天我现在跟你们讲的。
If you are bad soil,
如果你是坏土
，You hear this.
你听到了我跟你讲这些话。
And it doesn't do anything.
但是毫无效用。
I'm dead.
你是死的，因为你是死的。
那你就说我死了。
我死了。
I'm dead.
我是死的。
So what?
那又怎么样？
I'm dead.
我是死的。
I don't care.
我不在乎。
There's no signs of life in my life.
在我的生命中没有任何一些活着的迹象。
I come here every week.
我每天都到这儿来。
I look like a Christian.
我看起来像个基督徒。
I even say, "Oh, I trust in God."
我甚至嘴巴里头会说，哦，我信靠神。
But you're dead.
但是其实你是死的。
I can't do anything about that.
在这样的情况之下，我无能为力。
I can only sorrow for you.
我只能为你感到难过。
I can only pain for you.
我只能为你感到心痛。
I can only faithfully pray for you.
我只能为你很忠心的在神面前为你代祷。
And try to throw the seeds.
我只能继续不断的把种子撒给你。
But only God will make you grow.
但是只有神能够叫这些种子生长。
So you need to understand.
所以你必须要明白这一点。
There are only two types of people here.
在我们当中只有两种人。
You are either dead.
要不就是死的。
Or you're alive.
要不就是活的。
How do I know if I'm alive?
那我怎么知道我是不是活的呢？
How do I know?
我怎么知道呢？
Throughout the New Testament.
整部的新约圣全书
新约圣经。There is one single message that is unmistakable.
整部的新约圣经所讲的就是一个很清楚所讲出来就是一个信息。
How are you saved?
你怎么样才能得救？
How are you alive?
你怎么样才能活着？
We are saved by believing on Jesus Christ.
我们得救是因为我们信耶稣基督。
We are alive by believing on Jesus Christ.
我们相信主耶稣基督，我们才能够活过来。
We have new life by believing on Jesus.
我们相信了主耶稣基督之后，我们就得着了一个新生命。
So that when we read and when we listen and when we see Jesus.
所以我们在读，我们在听，我们在看的时候，我们所看见的，我们所读到的，我们所想的就是耶稣基督。
And the scriptures say, when you confess with your mouth,that Jesus is Lord, and you believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
圣经告诉我们，只要我们口里承认主耶稣基督是救主，心里相信他从死里复活，那么我们就得救了。
When you confess with your mouth,
如果我们口里承认我们的罪，
Jesus, you are Lord.
主啊，耶稣啊，你是我的主。
I believe in you, Jesus.
耶稣基督，我相信你。
I know who you are.
我知道你是谁。
You are God.
你是神。
And you gave yourself for me.
你为我舍了自己的生命。
I believe that you died on the cross for me.
我相信你在十字架上为我而死。
And I believe that you were risen on the third day.
我相信你在第三天复活了。
I love you, Jesus.
基督，耶稣基督，我爱你。
I want to follow you, Jesus.
我要追随你。
If you can say that,
如果你能这么说
，You are saved.
你就得救了。
You have new life.
你就有了新生命。
The Bible says that you were once dead, and now you're alive.
圣经告诉我们，你
The Bible said that you were once in darkness, and now you are in the light.
圣经告诉我们, 你一度是活在, 是在黑暗当中, 现在你是, 在光明中。
There is the old, and now there is the new.
从前你是旧人, 现在你是新人。
You see, it's very simple.
所以我们可以看见, 其实圣经讲得很简单。
It's so clear.
而且很清楚,
you're either dead or you're alive.
你要不你就是死的, 要不你就是活的,
you are in darkness or you're in the light.
要不你就是在黑暗中, 要不你就是在光明中,
you're either the child of the devil or you're a child of God.
要不你就是, 魔鬼的孩子, 要不你就是神的, 孩子。
It's that clear.
就是这么清楚, 这么明白。 简单,
so if you are alive then,
所以如果你是活的,
now I have a message for you.
哦, 我现在要跟你说一些话。
Oh, if you are alive,
如果你是活人,
then I've been praying for you recently a lot.
我最近为你, 一直在, 在祷告。
That if you have this new life,
如果你有, 这个新生命,
and Christianity is not, as Pastor James says, just an add-on.
基督教信仰, 不是就像, 范长老告诉我们的, 不是只是一个添加的东西。
Then I pray that you would be thirsting after God.
我的祷告是, 那么我希望你对神有一个, 饥渴, 有一个渴慕的心。
If you believe on Jesus and you are alive today,
如果你, 相信耶稣基督, 你, 是活的,
and this is our last point,
我现在要讲的是我们今天,
then I pray
那么我的祷告是,
that you would live out your new life fully for Him.
那么我的祷告是, 你能够, 为耶稣基督, 完完全全的, 丰丰富富的, 彻彻底底的,
because the new life,
因为这个新生命,
loves Jesus.
爱耶稣.
A new life desires God.
一个新生命会渴慕神.
A new life is continually being transformed.
一个新生命会不断的
You can be a young new lifer.
你可能只是一个很幼嫩的, 新, 信徒,
or you can be an older new lifer.
或者你是一个比较, 老的或成熟的信徒,
but your life will continually be transformed because you are loving God.
所以不管你的年纪的, 大小, 你的生, 如果你有这个新生命, 你的, 生命就会持续不断地被, 这位神所改变。
So my heart for you, brothers and sisters, I can only call you who are alive brothers and sisters. Not everybody is a brother and sisters, only those who are alive, you are my brothers and sisters.
我只能称那些活着的, 基督徒, 为弟兄姐妹。
For those who are not my brothers and sisters, I'll just say my friends.
那些不是, 弟兄姐妹的, 我只能说朋友。
Because I don't want to call you, hey, dead people.
因为我不要说, 我不要叫你死人。
Even though you are.
虽然在从属灵的角度来看, 你是死的。
Maybe I'll just say you're my dead friend. 你是我的死的朋友。 But for my brothers and sisters who are alive,
但是对那些, 活着的, 基督徒, 就是我的亲爱的弟兄姐妹们,
I've been praying for you so much recently.
最近我为你们, 一直在, 祷告,
that you would be alive.
希望你能够真正的活着,
love God,
爱神,
desire Him,
渴慕他,
desire, a thirst for Him, same word, 渴慕,
渴慕,
mm-hmm. thirst for Him. The scripture says, love God with all of your heart.
圣经告诉我们, 你要尽心爱, 你的神。
With all of your soul.
尽性
爱你的神。With all of your strength.
尽力爱你的神。
With all of your mind.
尽意爱你的神。
Love him.
爱他。
Obey him.
顺服他。
Follow him.
跟随他。
Run after him.
在他后头跑向他。
Ask him to convict you.
要他定你的罪。
Ask him to show you how to live for him.
让要他告诉你怎么样为他而活。
See, if you are alive,
如果你是活的
then what Pastor James said last week in chapter 4, that's for you.
那么范长老上个礼拜所说的第四章那是为你对你而说的。
That's not for non-Christians.
那不是对非基督徒而说的。
That's for you who are alive.
那是对那些活着的真信徒而说的。
Ask God, show me, convict me.
要神能够让你看见。
Give me a hunger for you.
让你对他有一个饥渴慕义的心。
Show me how I can honor you more in my life.
要神告诉你怎么样才能够活着为他的荣耀而活。
My marriage has problems, God.
神啊，我的婚姻出了问题。
Show me how to live the way I need to with my spouse.
请你告诉我，我应该怎么样跟我的配偶一起生活。
I've not loved my children the way I should, God.
我对我的孩子的爱不是我一个父母应该对他的那种爱。
Show me how to love my children the way you want me to, God.
求神求主你帮助我让我知道怎么样按照你的心意去爱我的孩子。
God, I'm chasing all the different things of this world to just survive.
神啊我追逐着世上的东西就是为了要生存在这世上。
But help me, God, to just put my trust in you.
帮助我让我信靠你。
These are the prayers.Of those who are alive.
这些都是一个真正的活着的基督徒所做的祷告。
So if you are really alive,
所以如果你是真活着，真正的活的，
live the new life.
你就把你的新生命活出来。
There's nothing more that I can share with you as a pastor than this.
作为你的牧者，我就这是唯一的我要跟你们说的分享的话。
And if you are not alive,
那么如果你不是活的
，and you are not yet a brother or sister,
如果你还不是我的弟兄或姐妹
，I pray for you,
我为你祷告。
That you would not treat Christianity as something just to make you a better person.
我为你祷告，希望你不会把基督教这个信仰当做你的生命或生活上的一个附属品。
And I pray that you would not think that you are good enough without Jesus.
我的祷告是，你不会自以为已经够好了。
I pray that you would realize that you are dead in your sins.
我祷告盼望你能够真正的明白你是在属灵上你是死人。
That you are not alive.
你并没有活着。
But you can have life.
但是你还是可以有生命。
Because Jesus said, I have come to give life and I have come to give it abundantly.
因为耶稣基督说我来是要给你们新的生命是要让你们丰丰富富的有丰丰富富的生命。
And I've come to give you hope.
我来是要给你们盼望。
True hope.
真正的盼望。
And I've come to give you peace with me.
我来是要赐给你们平安。
True peace with me.
真的平安，在我里头的平安。
If you believe on Jesus,
如果你相信耶稣基督的话
，Let him transform you today.
那么今天就让他开始改变你。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Oh, Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
It's so frightening to me that there are the dead in our midst.
当我想到当我们在我们当中还有人是死的是死人的时候，真是让我胆战心惊。
Oh Lord, that you would have mercy on their souls.
亲爱的主，求主怜悯他们的灵魂。
But that some of them would realize in their deadness that they would call on the name of Jesus Christ.
以至于在我们当中，在还有些死的人，他们能够呼求主耶稣基督的名，让他得救。
And Lord, I pray for those in our midst who are alive.
主啊，我也为在我们当中那些真正活着的基督徒献上祷告。
But that many of these who are alive are not thirsting after you.
因为在座的这些人当中，并不是所有的人都非常的渴慕你。
I pray for those who are alive that you would help them to live their new life.
我的祷告是那些活着的，为那些活着的弟兄姐妹们，主啊，求主帮助他们，让他们能够活出更丰盛的生命。
Lord, that because they love you, because they're seeking after you, that their life, young or old, is continually being changed before you.
盼望他们，因为他们爱你，因为他们一直的在追求你，以至于不管他们的年龄的大小，他们会继续不断的。被你所改变。
Father, I pray that we would have heard from you today.
亲爱的天父，盼望我们当在座的每一个人都听见了，今天都听见了你对我们说话。
That by your grace you would continue to work in all of us.
因着你的恩典，你会继续在我们当中动工。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
And I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.